dear cause is just not home to me. But for now I'll tarry here, though the shadows dim my eyes. Still through this present darkness I can feel my spirit cry. Yes, there are blue skies coming, though the clouds are dark and gray. Though the thunder and the lightning say a storm is on the way. We've been promised sweet deliverance if we trust Him and obey. There are blue skies coming any day. We're all too often troubled, but never in distress. We are never in despair, although bewildered, I confess. But in spite of persecution that the enemy deploys, we are not forsaken here, cast out but not destroyed. 'Cause there are blue skies coming, though the clouds are dark and gray. Though the thunder and the lightning say a storm is on the way. We've been promised sweet deliverance if we trust Him and obey. There are blue skies coming any day. There are blue skies coming any day. Well, there are blue skies coming, though the clouds are dark and gray. Though the thunder and the lightning say a storm is on the way. We've been promised sweet deliverance if we trust Him and obey. There are blue skies coming in day. There are blue skies coming in day.
Cross Anchor Quartet, and we sure are happy to be here tonight. This is the first time we've been here with our new lead singer. I think most of you know him, Mr. Mark Muller, and I think we've done about three or four concerts with him, and everywhere we go, we let everybody know it's still under review. So you can help us after the service tonight. You just come by and give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and we'll kind of tally the votes. And I think you got your first no vote last time we sang, didn't we? No. It was the first one. That's all right. The positives are outweigh the negatives, so it's good. We do this part-time. All of us have full-time jobs, and we feel like this is what the Lord has given us, is our ministry to go around and just sing about Him. We're not the best singers on the planet. We know that, and that's okay. But we have the best story that we can tell you. We have the best news that there is out there today. And that's what we're excited to tell you about. Real quick, let me introduce everybody to you down here singing the bass. On the far left is Mr. Kenny Bryce from Sumter. And singing, what do you sing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm
saying. He fills in. He sings baritone. He is from the big town of St. George, South Carolina, Mr. Dwight Neal. And of course, you know, Mark Muller sings our lead, and from right here in Turbyville. And I'm Marty Atkinson, and I sing the tenor, and we just hope that something we sing or say just points you to the cross, because that's what it's all about.
Touch me.
I got to tell you, I don't know how well y'all know Mark, but you know, he's a pretty good golfer. I don't know how many of you have been out to play golf with him, but he is Paul pretty well, and he came over to Sumter, and we played on Labor Day. And it was just me and him, and we got out there, and it was kind of late in the evening, and we're trying to get in just 9 holes before it got dark. And there was an older gentleman out there, and he wanted to kind of catch up and play with us. And you know the guys, they're 80 years old, and they move kind of slow, and they hit the ball straight down the middle, don't go far, but they're just as steady as you go. And we're a little nervous. We think, man, I don't know. We're trying to hurry and get it in before it gets dark, but we said, all right, that's fine. We'll play. Well, sure enough, this guy, I mean, just every time, just straight down the middle. Now, I'm just not a good golfer, so I mean, I like to see the entire golf course when I play. You know, my cost per stroke is way lower than most other people. I get my money's worth. So I'm off to the right and to the left, and, you know, Mark's doing pretty good, and he's parring everything, and it's just frustrating for me. You know how it is. But anyway, we get to this one particular hole. I think it was the 7th hole, right? 7th? And it's one of those that kind of dog legs back to the left. And if you hit it really long, you can almost drive the green. Well, Mark gets a hold of one, and he just smokes it and cuts the corner. And we thought it might be on the green. We weren't real sure. But there's this big tree in between us, so we just couldn't see if it rolled on past or whatever. Well, the older gentleman hit his 2 shots, and he's on the green. I hit my 5th shot, I don't even remember. Anyway, we get up to find Mark's ball, and y'all, that thing is right in front of the tree. There is no way to get to the hole but through the tree or around it. So the old guy comes up, and he kind of taps Mark on the back. He says, you know what? When I was your age, I hit the ball over that tree. We all know what Mark did, right? He lines up, and he takes the biggest swing I've ever seen in my life. And, y'all, I think that ball's still in the tree. I never saw that ball again. That guy walked on up to the green. He said, of course, when I was your age, that tree wasn't that tall.
Let the world proclaim.
do one more and take a little break. But this next one's one that we've done just about every concert for a while. This is, I don't know how many of you know what I'm talking about, but there's just certain songs in your life that when you hear them played again, you remember exactly where you were the first time you heard them. This is that song for me. The first time I heard it, I was sitting at a concert in Myrtle Beach, and Lauren Talley came out and sang His Life for Mine. And man, I was sitting with my wife and a buddy of mine, and I said, we got to learn that song, because that's just one of the most powerful songs I've ever heard in my life. And I get that same feeling every time I hear it, and every time I sing it, it just wells up inside of me, because, you know, Jesus Christ gave His life for mine. I didn't deserve it. I've lived a pretty decent life. I didn't give my parents too much trouble. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs. I mean, I've been pretty good most of my life. But you know what? I still don't deserve heaven, because I am a sinner. I have my struggles just like everybody else. And there's not a thing I can do right on this earth that can earn me a way to heaven. It don't matter how many good things I do. Because if it did, when I trip up, I'd lose it. That's the positive about that. You know, it's good that you can't earn your way to heaven. Because if you could, then that means you could lose it too after you got it. Jesus Christ paved the way so that all I need to do is just come to Him with a repentant heart and just ask Him for forgiveness. I don't have to suffer like He did. And He's made a way for me to be in heaven. Now, if He tarries, you know, we live here in a country that has gotten me a little scared now that we might have some persecution in this country. Nothing like He went through, but it's a little scary to open the paper now and to see what's going on in this country. But you know what? It doesn't matter what happens in between now and then. I've read the end of the story. And I know who wins in the end. We're going to have our struggles in the meantime. But because of what He did for me on Calvary, I know where my victory party is going to be. And that's in heaven with Him. Think about that as we sing the words of this song, His Life for Mine.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross He carried bore my burdens. The nails that held Him set me free.
His life for mine, His life for mine. How could it ever be that He would die? God's Son would die to save a wretch. Scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled His blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy untold.
that Son would die to save a wretch like me.
What love divine,
He gave His life for mine. He was despised and rejected,
stripped of His garments and oppressed.
I am loved and accepted, and I wear a robe of righteousness. His life for mine, His life for mine. How could it ever be
that He would die?
God's Son would die to save a wretch like me, like me.
What love divine,
He gave His life.
A river running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between, rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden is washing all over me. Cause His love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
Down from Minnesota, the mighty Mississippi rolls, picking up momentum till the raging flood unfolds.
Moving through Missouri, down the Arkansas Ravine,
moving out of Memphis, all the way to New Orleans.
Like a river running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between, rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden He's washing all over me.
Cause His
love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
Well, His love is never ending, raging flood. Mercy's overflowing, springing from His precious blood.
His blessing from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide.
It overwhelms my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide.
His love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between, rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden He's washing all over me.
Cause
His love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea. River running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between, rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden is washing all over me.
Cause
His love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea. Like a river running and a rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
tell you, you just got a no vote. I won't tell you who it was out there, but you just got a no vote. That's the first time I've done that. You got me too tickled. I got it on the wrong song.
Take a minute and tell y'all about a dream I had the other night. Mark, I dreamed that Mark and I were fishing in Santee, and he got a little, kind of lost his balance in the boat. Boat flipped over, and we both drowned and went to heaven. This is my dream.
At least we went to heaven.
We went to heaven. That's yes, we did go to heaven. We got up to the pearly gates, and St. Peter saw me. He says, come on in. I said, wait a minute. I've got so much more I need to do back home. I'm not quite ready to go yet. And he says, I'm sorry, but this is the way it works. You got to come on in. I said, can I have 3 more days, please? Just 3 more days. He said, I'll tell you what. If you'll kiss the ugliest thing we got here on the lips, I'll let you go back for 3 more days. Kiss that old hound dog over there. If you'll kiss that old mangy hound dog on the lips, I'll let you go back for 3 days. I said, okay. So I kissed the hound dog on the lips, and I'm getting ready to go back down, and I look around, and Mark is kissing the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life. And I said, St. Peter, what is up with that? He said, well, she wants to go back too.
You're seeing a trend here, right? I'm the...
One day, 4 men brought a crippled man to Jesus. Still and lifeless, he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he was just a baby. Still, he longed to become a normal man. And now we don't know much about the men that carried the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say.
Suppose that first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind. He made me see, and there's no doubt about it, but this man's needs are more serious than mine.
Suppose that second man said, no need to bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame.
Suppose that third man said, I hate to question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see.
Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all 3 men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud.
He said,
my name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. My name is Lazarus. Could I testify? My name is Lazarus. Feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus.
I'm a
living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus.
We've got a couple more songs to sing, and I tell you, I want to tell y'all, thank you so much for having us here tonight. We just rejoice in the Lord every time we get opportunity to come out and share the good news of Jesus Christ through music. This song, I don't know that we do a concert that I don't get the privilege to sing it. This song has touched hearts and lives throughout this country for years and years and years. I want you to think with me just a little bit. I feel sure each and every one of us has lost some loved ones that have gone on before us. And if they made the decision to trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, then we know where they're at.
That's right.
I have lost some dear friends and loved ones. I don't want to miss the trip. I have to examine my life day in and day out. Because this old world is filled with trials and tribulations, temptations. And the Lord didn't say it was going to be easy to pick up our cross and follow Him. This place I'm going to sing about, 2,000 years ago, my Lord and Savior lived on this earth just like you and me. He stayed here for 30-something years. He was arrested, convicted of a crime that he didn't commit, was crucified, dead, buried, and rose again. For you and for me. He didn't have to do that. But he came back to this earth and he made a promise that I'm going to go before you and I'm going to prepare a place for you and you and you to be with Him in eternity. He is the master carpenter. He's had 2,000 years to build my mansion. 2,000 years. I mean, we can build a house in 90 days, something I'd be proud to live in. But think about it. The most perfect person has built the most perfect place for us to spend eternity. And all we have to do is trust Him. Put Him Lord of our life and serve Him day in and day out and let others see Christ in us. And we'll make that trip and we'll go to be with Him in glory. Don't listen to the way I sing this song. Just listen to the words. May it bless your heart. It's a beautiful place called Beulah Land.
Someday
across the river. Right where my faith was gonna end inside a few more days down here to labor. My heavenly flight,
you will land. I'm longing for you, and someday on the I'll stand.
We sure have enjoyed it here tonight. We got one more song we're going to do. We give Mark a pretty good time tonight, but I got to tell you, we've been singing together for about 6 or 7 years, and we've got about, I don't know, 30 or 40 songs that we're the three of us are just very comfortable with. And that just comes with singing over and over and over as many times as we sung them. And I tell you, Mark has come in and just learned these songs, and he has done a fantastic job, and we're so proud to have him with us and going around with us, and he's done a fantastic job. Y'all should be proud of him. I believe that when you go to a church that you're an extension of that church everywhere you go, so you have a missionary in Mark Muller everywhere we go to sing, and that's how we look at it. We may not leave the country, we may not be on a mission field in Africa or some other place, but you know what? This is our mission field. We live in a very odd time. Where 14 years ago, when the events of September the 11th happened, it all of a sudden became okay to talk about God and pray on national television and to open Congress and Senate with a prayer right there in the chamber. It was okay to do that then. Man, we forget quickly. It's very scary to me that we all of a sudden want to be so tolerant of everybody except Christians. It's backwards. But you know, I don't believe God has given up on us yet. And I think it can be turned around. Now, I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'll stand up here and tell you, I think they need to just start over. I think they need to just take them all out and say, I'm sorry, you served, thank you. We're getting new people in there. You know, when this country was founded and the 13 colonies got together after they won the war, the Revolutionary War, and they were all coming together and they were just bickering about just silly things. The states, one state wanted one thing and one wanted another. And Benjamin Franklin was the elder statesman at the time. He was in his 80s. And some of the guys got so mad they just left. They just decided to leave. And Benjamin Franklin stood up and said, wait a minute. This is too important not to figure out right now. Let's go across the street to the church and pray about this before we make any further decisions. Now, can you see Boehner or Obama pulling all of them aside to sit down and pray for 2 days straight. But that's what this country was founded on. They can say it's, you got to be tolerant and everything all that you want, but that's not what we founded this country on. This country was founded so we could have the freedom to worship the one and true Jesus Christ. Yes. And that's the message we have tonight. If you didn't hear anything else we say, hear what I'm saying right now. Jesus Christ loved you so much that he made a way to heaven just for you. That's right. If you'd have been the only person here on this earth, he would have still give his life so that you could spend eternity with him. If you've never experienced that, if you've never given your life, don't leave this place tonight without doing it tonight. We're not promised tomorrow. Jesus Christ, you can open the Bible, you can open your newspaper, and you can read them side by side. The Bible says at the end times you're going to have wars and rumors of wars. You're going to have false prophets. People, it's right now. God's coming back very soon. You need to believe on that hill called Mount Calvary so that when he does come back, you can spend that eternity with him. Amen. Don't leave this place without making sure that you know, that you know, that you know, if he were to come back tonight, that you'd be in heaven rejoicing with him. Think about that as we sing this last song, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary.
I believe. In a hill called Mount Calvary, and I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no on the cross has the power to change lives.